In Guatemala, a high-stakes drama and some high-profile falls from grace have been unfolding over the past year. At the center of the action is an international anti-corruption commission. The commission has taken down many of the country's elite, including a former president and vice president. Emily Green begins her report in the remote Guatemalan village of Pitahaya.
El perdón de Dios es maravilloso.
At a tiny church, a dozen people sing songs praising God. Most of them grew up in the village. Life here isn't easy. Basic necessities, like putting food on the table, are a daily struggle, says Reina María Ramírez. As God knows, some days we eat and some days we don't. That's how we go through life, she says. Life has been especially hard in recent years because of drought. This year, the harvest dried up. Ramirez says the government doesn't help.
Nos piden fotocopias. Las fotocopias se van. Y ya en el, después no hay nada. Solo estamos iba a mandar papel.
She says they're always asking for photocopies when she applies for government assistance. And then the photocopies disappear. Nothing changes. She says once she had to pay $6 to apply for a school scholarship for her son. She remembers because it's more money than her husband earns in a day picking coffee. The money vanished, and the scholarship never materialized. That's why we stopped believing the government. We've been cheated a lot, she says. And that's just the run-of-the-mill corruption. In 2014 and 15, Guatemala's Social Security Institute negotiated a lucrative contract with a pharmaceutical company in exchange for alleged financial kickbacks. The company provided faulty dialysis treatment, and at least 13 people died from kidney failure, according to prosecutors. Claudia Figueroa's mom died 68 days after starting treatment.
La corrupción provoca muerte, tristeza, hambre y dolor.
Corruption leads to death, sadness, hunger, and pain. And Figueroa says the scandal would have been buried if it hadn't been for an anti-corruption body known as the International Commission Against Impunity in Guatemala. For more than 10 years, the United Nations-backed group revealed extensive corruption within the government. Its work even led to the downfall of a former president. Most people here know the commission as CICIG.
La CICIG fue un elemento importantísimo en este caso.
CICIG was critical to our case. If it hadn't been for them, we never would have seen important officials held accountable for their actions. They gave us hope, Figueroa says. Lucrecia Hernandez Mack agrees. She's a congresswoman-elect and former health minister to President Jimmy Morales. When she first took that post, she realized the government hadn't purchased vaccines 2 years in a row. The funds had disappeared, and that was just the tip of the iceberg.
Food, health services, and cash transfers are basically not getting to the people that are supposed to get them.
People see the government as a vehicle for getting rich, she says. Politicians secure appointments for their friends and allies who support their campaigns.
So basically, there's like this big problem because institutions are not working for people. They are working for private interests.
Hernandez Mack only stayed at the Ministry of Health for a year. She quit when President Morales started to attack CICIG. The commission was investigating Morales and his family for allegedly accepting illegal campaign funds. In September 2017, Morales ordered CICIG's leader, Iván Velásquez, expelled from the country. He's now in Colombia.
El hecho de haber descubierto tan fuertes redes de corrupción en el país.
The fact that we uncovered so many powerful networks of corruption and organized crime is a huge success, he says. But he says CICIG's high-profile battles created enemies of powerful businessmen and politicians. Guatemala's president sent lobbyists to D.C. to portray CICIG's director as a leftist determined to undermine Morales' conservative government. There were even allegations of meddling by the Kremlin. Russian businessman Igor Bitkov was convicted of buying fake Guatemalan passports for his family. He claims CICIG targeted him because it wanted to help Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Yo podría comparar CICIG con un perro de grande tamaño que no tiene dueño.
I would compare CICIG to a big dog that doesn't have an owner. It turned into a corrupt organization, he says. Last year, Guatemala's highest court overturned the conviction against Bitkov and ordered a retrial. In the U.S., which provided the majority of CSIG's funding, lawmakers took note. Florida Senator Marco Rubio temporarily blocked millions of dollars in U.S. funding for the commission. There's no legitimacy to the complaints, says Eric Olson, an expert on Central America at the Washington-based Wilson Center.
They stepped on toes. They created an environment in which the privileged did not feel very privileged any longer. So there are certainly a lot of aggrieved people, but there's no evidence that CSIG was corrupt.
But as CSIG's battles dragged on, U.S. support for the commission began to waver. In 2018, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations said CSIG should lower its profile, that it didn't need to be in the news every day. And when President Morales refused to extend the commission's mandate, the U.S. didn't intervene. In September, CSIG ceased to exist. And now that it's gone, the people it targeted want revenge. A group of Guatemalan politicians are seeking an investigation into the commission's employees. Guatemala's highest court has stopped that effort, for now. But the message is clear. If you go after corrupt officials, watch your back. For the World, Emily Green, Guatemala.